Hello. Welcome. 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 Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Try our new cheddar, bacon, egg and steak cheese combo. Order when ready.
Hello. And welcome. And welcome to the Fanfare Radio Show. I'm your host, Fanfare, coming to you pre-recorded on this 28th of December 2015. I am Fanfare, ready to give you about 3 hours of Fanfare Radio. I've been saying this for the past couple of days. I've been wanting to do a really long show, but it always ends up being about, I guess, 15 minutes or so, maybe a little bit less. The first time I had some trouble with my voice recorder, it fell off the dash and it broke. The battery popped out, fell on the floor, so I was just like, you know, that I think that's going to be the end of the Fanfare show for that day. And then yesterday, well, no, it wasn't yesterday, it was Friday, but I played it yesterday. I was going to do a 3-hour coast-to-coast style show, but that ended up being about 15 minutes also. Unfortunately, right around the part when Michio Kaku had just come on to talk a little bit about his Large Hadron Collider that he built when he was in high school. But anyways, this is Fanfare. You are listening to the Fanfare Radio Show. This is the Jalo IRC Network. You are listening to this exclusively in the radio channel on Jalo. Radio put together, of course, by B. Helks. There are still a couple of little bugs that I would like to see tweaked out of radio to make this the absolute perfect experience. Somebody pointed out that the minutes is, I think it's fixed. And I think that now plays after it's been paused for a while. So actually, I take it back. I think radio is perfectly complete, aside from the FOG theme, which I hope is uploaded at some point. So congratulations to B. Helks for implementing the radio system. It is definitely a delight. I have some Starbucks Total with me. I'm going to take a quick sip because I have quickly realized that I need to take a little break because I'm just kind of like dry. Hang on just one second. Welcome. Welcome. You remember what that's from? That's from the Gene McHugh's radio show. I was cruising around on Rhizome. Found that. A link to a Gene McHugh show. It's like where he talks about, quote, net art. I don't like that term. I've talked about this exhaustively on the Fanfare radio show, but I do like the idea of starting the show. Hello. Welcome. Welcome. What inspired today's Fanfare radio show? I'll tell you what it is. I pulled over to get some gas in Jennings, Louisiana. I'm actually headed eastbound right now, mile marker 87. It was just right around rain, but just a few minutes ago, I was over by Jennings. I had to get some gas, was running low, filled up my tank, and I looked over at the pump, and this was probably the most American experience I've had in a while. Even more so than, you know, just like the typical normal day where you get, you know, Starbucks, my Tonal, hang on. It's pretty bad today. Yeah, a little bit more normal, a little bit more American than my normal day, which is drinking Starbucks in a big pickup truck. Getting on the road, hit the road. It was more American than that. Why was it more American? Well, here's why it was more American. I pull over, I pull into the pump. On the ground is some smashed Burger King chicken nuggets and fries, and it's just smashed on the ground. And if it was just that, I would say that would be, like, possibly the highlight of the day. Just seeing some smushed fast food right underneath a gasoline pump. But no, there was more to it. At the top of the pump was a big, beautiful Like Us on Facebook sticker put there by the pumping company. Like, it was a ShopRite store. They got the Like Us on Facebook sticker, which, I mean, I don't really think I need to get into this, but I will. You think about what that really means. You're pumping gas at a ShopRite you need to get back on the interstate. You don't want to think about your experience of pumping gas. You just want to go. It's like, this is like the last place you want to be. I don't want to be there. And the last thing I want to do is get on Facebook. Wait a minute. What am I talking about? This is literally, hang on, I got to write this down. I need to remember to like this whenever I get back home. I was totally just kidding about the, about not wanting to like, hang on, I got to write this down. Just one second. Let's see, like us on Facebook, ShopRite Jennings. I got to remember, I don't have a smartphone. If I had a smartphone and I was at the pump, I could just like it right there. But I don't have a smartphone. Also, there was signs that said, you know, you shouldn't have your cell phone out. It could cause a spark and an explosion. But, yeah, I just wrote that down. I remember to like that whenever I get home. I actually don't have a Facebook, so I might need to register. And I'm going to like the ShopRite store whenever I get back home on Facebook. But I do think that was probably the most American moment I've had in a while. There being some smush food underneath gasoline, covered in old gasoline and diesel. And there being a plea to use social media at the gas pump. That actually is a little bit, it's kind of, I think it hit a little bit close to home with the smushed food because a few nights ago I took ducks. Everyone knows ducks from Sally, Alexandria. A little bit more tonal. Oh, I haven't done one of these fanfare shows in a while. I'm I need a little bit more practice here, I think. But so yeah, everybody knows ducks. I took ducks out to eat the other night for, you know, like a special kind of romantic dinner. Took her to Carrabba's in Metairie. If at this point B-Hulks is listening, I hope B-Hulks is laughing because that was just for you, B-Hulks. The idea of romance and Carrabba's Metairie. I mean, yeah. Anyway, so I took her to Carrabba's, and I ordered the lasagna. And it's just like Mama used to make, you know? That's what they said on the menu. It's just like Mama used to make. Ducks gets some unusual chicken. Doesn't get the chicken brine, but gets another kind of chicken dish. And it was really... She was having trouble eating it. I ate all my food. I didn't like it at all. I felt my blood pressure just, explode. The diastolic number just, doubled after eating that lasagna. Back down. I got it back down under control. I haven't had lasagna in a few days, so, you know, I'm back to normal. But Ducks' chicken was just completely undercooked, and the crust on it was really bad. There was some salad on top of it. It was like arugula, and they put a vinaigrette on it. It seeped into the chicken, or at least so we thought. So we sent it back. The waiter comes over. It's this guy that looks he'd be an extra in Matrix 2. He's got these dreads. He's really, really black. He kind of looked like he would be a mannequin for those Oakley Medusa goggles. You know, one of those. Just imagine the mannequin for the Medusa goggles. And he comes over to the tip. He's like, oh, I told you, get the arugula. And Ducks is just I don't want this. It's no big deal. She's really shy. She doesn't want to send it back or whatever. And I'm just sitting there just take this food off the table, please. Instead of just beating around the bush. So he calls over this manager, but it's not a manager, it's just some guy wearing a baseball cap. It just looked like some old man wearing a baseball cap. Calls him over the table, and the guy's like, oh yeah, I'll make you note. So he takes the plate away, brings the chicken back to the table. It's bad again. It's hot pink. Ducks is devastated. She doesn't have anything to eat. We're ready to just get the hell out of there, to be honest. So, she takes the chicken and puts it in, half of it in a to-go box, the other half into a napkin, just throws it under the table. Because we're kind of, embarrassed to show that we've wasted food. If you go back to an old Fanfare Radio show, and we talk about, there was an episode where we went to Island Wing Company. A similar thing happened. They brought some inedible food to the table. And, I mean, you don't want to be I don't want this, because then you just look like you're a wasteful person. It's almost like going to a restaurant is kind of a form of a sadistic, or what's the opposite of sadistic? It's whenever you're dominated. I don't know the term. BDSM. So, I don't know. I don't know the term, but it's whenever you like to be, like, controlled. So it's like going out to eat is, like, it's a form of discipline. I guess you could say it's like a form of penance. Going to Carrabba's is a replacement for saying 1,000 Hail Marys. So we went to Carrabba's, got the bad chicken, we got it to go. Hang on, a little bit of toner real quick. Oh, excuse me. So we got the chicken to go. We're heading back to New Orleans. Ducks hasn't really had anything to eat. And, you know, me, fanfare, I'm basically what you could say, I am the provider in this relationship. I know how to get things done. I know how to take care of just about everybody. So it's like, I know Ducks hasn't had anything to eat. I know she's hungry. I'm like, let's go to the Metairie Mall and get some Great American Cookie Company cookies. I mean, that's like, oh, and can you pay for it? Because I don't have any cash. So that's what I said. I was like, can we just go to the mall and get some, like a double doozy or something? That might be like a good way to fill our stomach. And Ducks, of course, is like, yeah, sure, let's go. Let's go do it, you know? So we go to the mall. We get out, we park on the top floor. It's just been kind of drizzling a little bit. It's really like the perfect night for this kind of Carrabba's disaster story. Drizzly night in Metairie. So we get out of the car. Ducks takes out the chicken. We're just going to call it the chicken brine, because that is a dish at Carrabba's. She didn't get the chicken brine, but that's like one of the funniest names of a food. Chicken brine, which is named after a city in Texas. But I just like to think it's named after this kid that I went to high school with named Brian. Chicken brine. So she takes the chicken brine out of the car, and it's in a styrofoam box, and she's kind of walking around looking for a trash can. I hit that thing out of her hand, and the chicken just goes flying. So we just like laugh, leave the litter on the ground, and we go inside, go in the mall, get the double doozy. Yeah, let's get out of the mall. So we leave the mall, we go back out, we go back to the top floor where we parked in the parking garage, and we notice that somebody has kicked the chicken. It's not where it was earlier. Like, somebody had an interaction with the chicken, which is very funny. Like, I knocked it out of her hands. It went one direction, this hard chicken patty, and it was in a new spot. And the styrofoam box that I had littered was also in a new spot. That could have been carried by wind, but the chicken definitely could not have been carried by wind, because it probably weighed 6 pounds. So we think that somebody moved the chicken patty, right? Oh, I need tonal before I tell you what happens next. This is really exciting. Hang on just 1 second. Wow. I can see why, you know, like Sean Hannity would do commercials. You talk for like 12 minutes straight. It's just like the urge for tonal. Anyways, excuse me, getting off track. So we go outside to the top of the parking garage and we get the chicken patty, the chicken brine. The chicken Brian patty, or the chicken patty Brian. Patty Brian sounds like Nick Hunter's running mate in the new next year's election season cycle. Or maybe that would be his, that she would be on the ticket. Patty Brian would be the ticket for America. Nick Hunter and Patty Brian. Anyways. Alright, so here's what I do. Unlike, well, you will soon see why I'm talking about this in relationship to what just happened at that gas pump with that smushed chicken. I'm thinking probably the most mature and the most adult-like thing that I could do right now. Well, let's see. Like, what are some options here? We just had bad dinner. We just had cookies. There's a chicken patty brine on the ground. What do you do? Do you get in the car and just, like, be like, you know, we're adults, I don't want to do anything kind of, like, juvenile with this food. I don't want to play with food. You know, there's people starving. Or do I put it under the rear tire of my car and see if I can peel out on top of the chicken brine? So that's exactly what I did. So I pulled the car around. Ducks is saying, like, no, don't do this. This is stupid. So I'm like, no, we have to do this. This is, like, our... this is going to be really funny. So I pull the truck around. I pull the truck up. I put the chicken brine right in front of the rear tire. I get Ducks in the car. We roll down the window. I put this thing in low. And I floor it. Now, I wasn't expecting much. Like, I was thinking no peel out. I just, I don't know. I just kind of maybe we'll go forward a little bit. No, it was so much more than I asked for. Oh, God, here's one of these stupid passitonvalues.com billboards. Ugh! This just ruined my story. Hang on, Etonal. Alright. So I floor it. There is the loudest scream. Coming from the right tire where I put that chicken Brian. It's just... So, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just totally floored it so hard. It was just so much horsepower just crushing that chicken Brian. And it totally made that patty scream. It squealed like a pig. I pull the truck around to go examine the evidence, and that chicken Brian had exploded. The chicken Brian was so flat, and it was so exploded, that it was really the funniest thing I've ever seen. I wish I could have taken a picture. It was like double roadkill. First they kill the animal, and then I put the patty under the tire, and then I just like let all the horsepower right on that chicken Brian. You know what? I think we're going to take a little commercial break. I'm going to find something on the radio, maybe to hold us over for the next couple minutes. Just get a little bit of music. But we'll be back in just a minute with some more Fanfare Radio Show. Don't go anywhere. This is going to be a long show. Hopefully I can get like 3 hours. I got a long ways till New Orleans. Here we go.
I saw your teacher in the hall at school today. She stopped me and said she hoped I'd be in her class next year if I'm anything like you. She said you're a real good student and a hard worker.
Really? That's neat.
That is very nice. And it was nice of you to tell Barbara about it too, Judy.
Yes, it was. For a while, I was concerned about the two of you. Especially you, Judy. I'm glad to see you enjoying one another.
Barbara, can you drill me on my spelling words again tonight? It helped a lot last week. I got an A.
Sure, but Judy, will you tell me something?
What?
Why do you let me help you with things now? I mean, when we were having the Sunday school contest, you wouldn't let me do anything for you. You'd get mad when I tried. Now you let me help you all the time.
Sure, because now you really want to help me. I didn't think you did before. I figured you just wanted to win points for the contest.
Oh, I see.
Was she right, Barbara? Is that why you were helpful?
Well, at first I guess so. And it made me mad when you wouldn't let me help. But Mrs. Wilson told us over and over that no matter how much good we did, if we did it for the wrong reasons, the points we were winning weren't worth much.
And that's the truth. Judy wasn't pleased with you when she thought you were helping for selfish reasons. And God isn't pleased with us either.
Does anybody have anything to say about that? I thought I just put it on Planet Radio, like hip-hop and R&B, and this was not what I was expecting. I still need a few more minutes of commercial. I haven't finished this tonal yet. We'll be back in just a minute. The Fanfare Radio Show is coming back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Now through January 2nd. Lafayette Music. 4 days only. Monday through Thursday, and they're not talking leftovers. 2016 shipments have hit our warehouse at Lafayette Music. And everything is on sale. Shop now for the best selection and the biggest savings. Fender Stratocasters from $99. Lafayette Music. Epiphone Acoustics from $109. Yamaha Guitar Packs from $149. Lafayette Music. Marshall guitar amps from $69. Electric guitar packs from $185. Lafayette Music. Extra discounts. And they're not talking pennies. You can save hundreds on all American-made products, including all Fender, Taylor, Gibson, Mesa Boogie, and Music Man. Don't miss out. Lafayette Music. Pearl 5-piece drum sets from only $449. Yes, pianos and keyboards are...
God.
Because you had, like, you know,
in some theaters they're showing clips from the Guns N' Roses
come through live in the line
with a buy one get
And you are back. We're back with the Fanfare Radio Show. I have completely finished my tonal hot beverage. What were we talking about just before the break? Oh yeah, we're going to continue. Actually, I think we're done with the Carrabba segment. Let's see what we got. I made a little list. I was thinking about how, before I did the Fanfare Show, I wrote down a couple little things. I usually don't do this. It's just kind of like, well, what is there to talk about? The first time I tried to do a radio show at Andrew Redguts' house, I made a couple of bullet points, and I was like, well, some of the things I'm going to talk about today. But then once you run out of bullet points, it's just kind of like you're stuck because you don't have anything to follow. But television now, CNN, sports, it's always like the topics that are about to be talked about are on the screen, and it's just it slides over. And it's very easy, I think, to just start rambling on whatever the topic is at any given moment, especially if it just changes dramatically. But to just kind of come up with topics, it's a rare talent, and that's something that I don't think I have. So we're going to pull from this this list of topics. This would definitely be a point in the show right now where I would stop and just be like, well, this is a failure, but since this is going to be possibly a three-hour show, you know, can't do that. Actually, if this was real radio, it'd be probably about the time that I would jump back to a commercial break, because they don't usually like, yeah, tell them up. Let's go back to that, like, what was that kid like talking about that Judy, or is that, I really liked that story with Judy, where is it? Hang on, just oh my god, what if I was just, like, hallucinating it?
Three-year-old man, we're transported to the...
Just a moment. I think it was this channel, to be honest. Now, I guess they're playing music. Actually, there was a song playing a couple stations back that I really don't like this song. Where is it? Let me find it. Oh, it's our song. Here we go. Yeah. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. I see you again. We've come a long way. Yeah. From where we began. See you again. Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good This for Paul Walker. Yeah. You drive that Porsche Carrera too fast. You drive too fast. You shouldn't have let your friend drive. You crash. You crash into a pole doing 150 in the middle of the street, middle of the day. How can we not talk about family? Everything I do. With me for that last ride. It's a long day.
Without you, my friend.
Without you, man.
And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
See you again.
Long way.
Came a long way. Know where we started. Alright, here's the Pepsi Ray Bantham.
Both go on your way in a private.
Feeling the strong and the strong turn to friendship, and friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken, the love will never be lost. Yeah.
And we're brothers
will come first, and the line will never be crossed, and the steps that are open, brothers will never be drawn, and the lies will never break. So remember me when I'm gone. Almost forgot the lyrics, yeah. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything that I would do when you're standing there by my side. And now we gonna send me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way.
Yeah.
Hold every memory that you go. And every road you take. And it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
We'll see you again.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
How about that? All right, back to the Fanfare Radio Show. You're listening to the Fanfare Radio Show. Call in live with any comments or questions you have. 9292-HAYLIE. I will get to them on tomorrow's show. Hopefully do a show. I just realized that today is Monday. I thought today was Sunday. The weekend just slipped on by. I was at my parents' house this weekend for the Christmas holiday. Had a nice time, had a nice visit, all the family was in. Stayed up really late one night talking to my mother about how I thought I was going to vote for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton, and then that just, like, escalated into a several-hour-long fight. I will just leave it at that. If you're wondering who, like, what, how serious I was wearing a Make Great America Again red baseball cap. So I was definitely serious. Anyways, back to the show. I want to give a little shout-out right now to... Oh, I just realized I'm on the Basin Bridge, and this is like a honeypot for... Well, not a honeypot, but this is definitely a speed trap, so I need to slow the fuck down. Going way too fast. All right, back to the Fanfare Radio Show. 9292-HAYLE. H-A-Y-L-I-E. That's 9292-HALEY. If you want to be a part of the show. I want to give a little shout out now to the good folks over at the Ron Bienal Twitter account. If you haven't checked that out, that is a hijacked Twitter account of the Ron, which is a website which promotes pavilions, which each have a bunch of artists. A couple of years ago, this it seemed like it was probably pretty fun. I guess I guess because I was, like, participating in it. But then I wasn't invited. So now there is a fake Twitter to completely BTFO the Ron. You should check it out. It's TheWronBinnale. I think that's how you spell it. I'm having trouble spelling in my mind. But, yeah, that's a Twitter account. Fake Twitter. The wrong links to the wrong Twitter from their site, which is kind of, I don't like the word, but that's kind of meta, in a way. They're linking to the wrong Twitter, literally. But, yeah, you should check it out. There's a couple of polls up right now that you can play along with, one of which is a groupthink Ouija board, which you just, like, vote on a poll, yes or no. There's probably about 5 hours left by the time that you get this. And this person behind me needs to back off. They're tailgating me. I hate this. Oh, I have a little something special for Andrew that I discovered. I think this is true. I don't know if this is 100% true, but hang on. Almost done with this Starbucks tone. Hang on just 1 second. Okay, I don't know if this is completely true or not, Andrew, Red Guts, but on the David Duke radio show, the podcast, rather, because that is not a terrestrial radio, it's just on the internet, the second segment of commercials, whenever the guy comes on and he's just like, do you struggle with your weight? Like, you tried everything to lose weight. All right, that gay guy, I am... I was going to say 30. I'm 50% sure. Now, I want you to check, because if you've gotten this far in the radio show and you haven't tabbed out, I need you to check this out. I almost got the hiccups. I was on 4chan last night, and there was this thread started by a Macedonian who was just like, prove to me the Holocaust was fake, please. So then somebody, like, posted some YouTube videos, and then there's these, like, just this slew of YouTube videos produced by this one guy. They're like really, really crappy graphics, and they're really long. It's like 4 hours long, and it's just this gay guy talking about how the Holocaust was not real. And he just shows all this, like, evidence. But listen to the guy's voice. I think it's the same guy who does the Royal Velvet commercials on the Rinse radio show. Pretty sure. It seems like that would make sense that it would be the same guy, because it's like, well, who is that guy? Why would he be on the show? And is there really, like, a bunch of people with a gay lisp that are interested in, like, Holocaust denial? You should check it out. It's really funny if that's, like, true, if that's the same guy. I think it is. He's just like, but why would the Germans have put the camp over here? They could have put him over there. It's like the same Royal Velvet dude. Totally fringe kind of a gay guy. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at my list of stuff to talk about. Oh, jumping back to when I was at that gas station. I know I keep bringing it up, but with those, like, smushed chicken nuggets. But the point about there being the Facebook, like us on Facebook, here's an exercise for everybody to try. And I'm going to put this on dump. So, like, I might link the dump whenever I post this radio show at the same time. This has definitely probably already been found, but I just noticed it myself organically. I didn't find this on Tumblr. I just kind of noticed this whenever I was at that gas station. But the Facebook, like, thumbs up. If you tilt your head clockwise 90 degrees, so, like, tilt your head to a 3 o'clock position, the Facebook like icon looks like a man that's just dropped his blue jeans and he's got an erect penis sticking out. Look at that! It's the exact, like, there's no way that's not some sort of subliminal bullshit. It is so obvious, and you'll never be able to unsee it once you see it, that is just dropped the blue jeans, I got my dick out. And then also, it's like us on Facebook, but it's also like telling you, like, you're just about to get rammed up the ass because you are being raped by Facebook's social media cult-like control. And this is something that most people on Facebook who have never tried to quit before possibly don't know. If I've talked about this on the radio show before, please bear with me, please excuse me, but this is like something that I think is pretty important. But when you quit Facebook, what are some similarities between Facebook, quitting Facebook, and a cult? Well, when you quit Facebook, you're presented with X will miss you, Fanfare will miss you, Red Guts will miss you, BeHelks will miss you. It's like guilting you to stay on. I know I've talked about this plenty of times, but I just feel like it's very important of news and vital information of importance to Europeans and people of European descent wherever you may live on this earth. And not just Europeans, but this information is important to all people. That's another Red Guts shout out right there. But yeah, like us on Facebook is code word for you're brainwashed. And don't try and think about leaving, because we will guilt you to stay back on. And if that shouldn't be a reason enough for you to quit, I don't know what is. I guess maybe you'll lose all your contacts. But, you know, you can always find them on the Jolly IRC network. Everyone's just, like, chilling, you know, chilling on Sally. And chilling on radio. And AFX chat. And also BTFO, you know what I'm saying? Carlo Pasta shoutouts, 2016. Oh my gosh, what is this? Next point on my little cue card here is that I wanted to talk about Tom Mooney's Honey Ramka show. Tom Mooney was documenting the show and showing some pictures of the work as it is documented. And this is something of legitimate interest to me, is documentation of digital artwork, and generally just like artwork in general, but I guess like computer artwork that's documented and put into the white cube type environment is interesting, because if you don't go to the show, then the only thing you have to go by is the documentation, and it's almost as if like the actual raw PNG isn't enough to convey the information that it was exhibited. Like, that it was on exhibition. So what did it look like in the real-life framed-on-the-wall set? So there's, like, different levels in which it could be presented on the wall. And all of those variables are really interesting to me. For instance, like, putting it in a frame, there's just, like, a thin little hairline of where that shadow is, like, underneath, like, all the bevels. So it's like you could recreate this in Photoshop. You could make, like, a beveled frame. And unfortunately, this was hijacked by people who think that it's, like, fun to, like, do stuff simultaneously in the gallery and then do things on the computer. It's like, where does it exist? It's an image object. No, I don't really think that's interesting. What I think is interesting is when you take a picture of something on the wall and then it's got, like, this JPEG compression, that noise is highly desirable. So where does the work, like, look best? Does it look best in the form of an image on the wall, like in the actual gallery? Does it look best whenever you take a picture and then you put the documentation online? Now, I'm not, like, wondering which is the real object. I mean, that's irrelevant. Or real, that's another word that's ambiguous. But, like, I don't even want to talk about the real object. Actually, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. I want to move on to the next point. Actually, damn, there's not that much more. Talked about Carrabba's. Talked about how much sports. I don't like sports. NOLA.com right now is just totally burying all the topics about New Orleans being an unsafe city by talking about sports. I was going to talk about that. Not really into that. Wow, I think we've made enough time for there to be another commercial. And I've run out of talking points, which is unfortunate, because now the next segment of the show might just be an hour show, but the next segment of the show is just going to be completely freestyle. Well, let's see if I can find some more Judy talking to God and talking to her sister. Thanks for listening to the Fanfare Radio Show. You can call in at any time. It's 9292-HAYLIE, 9292-HALEY to be a part of the show. I do have some voicemails. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to them on this show, but I have some for tomorrow's show. I'm going to just probably stream this right off of RAS on the radio show. So this is like a secret kind of Fanfare Radio Show. Anyways, we're gonna do a little bit of commercial break. Find something good. Be back in just a minute. Got no sentence to go. I mean for real. Pump how you feel. Pump you too sensitive. I don't like that. We're looking for Judy.
Fallen parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota. Rated there 30th.
We'll never be able to find it. That's the problem. It's like that was just like a miracle.
It comes after US.
There's really two of books that are sometimes called
And I said, y'all, I am so discouraged because I've heard so many bad reports this week. I've heard so much negativity, and the news is just filled with stuff that's just killing me.
Yeah.
And I said, and I feel like every bit of it stems from the fact that people have forgotten that God loves them. They've forgotten that.
Oh, I hope this is Victoria Osteen.
And it was the most beautiful pause. And then Don strummed down on the guitar, and he looked at me and he said, Jesus loves you. And I looked at him and I started crying. I said, yes, that's what we need to say. And so we wrote the rest of the song based on those really tough days.
Wow.
When you have forgotten that you are loved, that God loves you, and that your family loves you, your friends.
I want to point out that Fanfare loves you, and that you can request Plinko points if you message me on Sally and you say, Fanfare, do you love me? And I will just send you 20 Plinko points. Gonna write a Merc script alias for that. Back to the Victoria Show. We'll be back in the Fanfare Radio Show in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
When you feel you're all alone, when you feel like giving up, when you feel discouraged and everything's uncertain,
when welcome. You feel you're just not hello, coming welcome. Out. Welcome. Welcome.
When it's slipping through your hands and you've done all you can, and there's
God, depressing. And something else if left.
Come on.
That warn against those being seen as jump on me.
Designer coats for her?
There's a special program for tax debt forgiveness.
We conquer,
I forget that this part of the drive, like, there's no radio stations, so the entertainment is just in the form of flipping through the stations, and that's, like, really
it's just around the corner,
really
so
awful.
I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste.
It's your product. It's incredible. It's amazing.
Good deal. Did any stations go?
Impossible.
Oh, I might.
I've cash.com from your smartphone or com.
Alright, just like one more minute.
Car radio, whether it's to work out.
Here we go.
I just want to keep moving. I want to dance.
This is going to be a good song.
More productive at work.
Give me energy to do everything I do.
Do it to the music you love with our perfect four stations for your New Year's resolutions or your favorite songs with My Favorites Radio. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. Download our iHeartRadio app
now,
or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
All the music I'm gonna cry.
Oh my God.
Version.
It's.
All right, I've had enough of that. We're just getting off the bridge now, so we'll be able to speed up a little bit. I'm trying to figure out what to eat. I don't really want to get anything off the side of the road. I'm trying to, like, cut back on salt, which is pretty hard if you're, like, on the interstate. There's not too many options. I don't really know what to do. I wonder if there's, like, some sort of chicken sandwich I could get that's probably pretty salty. You know what? I don't know. I really have no idea. I guess the last thing I want to talk about is I watched this Sam Hyde presentation I mentioned this in Sally the other day. Sam Hyde goes to Rutgers University. He's telling everyone about how going to school is like a sham. All the teachers know that it's like it's a scam, rather, not a sham. Well, it's both, but it's a scam. And I thought that was just like well known, you know? Like I feel like the kids that are in there that were being talked to by Sam Hyde knew what was going on. I've lost all my energy. I'm completely out of the coffee, out of the tonal. This might be the end of the Fanfare Radio show for today. It's kind of a long show. I really wanted it to be 3 hours, but I don't think I can make it, especially without any more caffeine. Ooh, I do have some caffeine pills, which I could take a caffeine pill, but I don't know. And this person behind me thought that I was like tailgating them, so they just turned on their like water to splash me, which is like kind of adorable. Alright, I guess that's it for the Fanfare Radio show. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you have a good evening. Probably coming up next is like a Red Guts SoundCloud mix or something. I don't know when I'm going to play this, but I hope you have a good rest of the day. It's been the Fanfare Radio show exclusively on the Jalo IRC network. Visit radio.simst.im anytime, or you can listen live to the Jalo Radio stream, which I have 301 at radio.jalo.org, or you can listen to the full address, but it's got like a port and you have to listen to that, so you have to type all that in. So radio.jalo.org will be your convenient link for the stream. Listen on any device 24 hours a day, like I said earlier. Okay, well, that's been it for the Fanfare Radio show. Hope you have a great rest of the day, and we will be back tomorrow, hopefully. Take care. Don't forget to message Fanfare on Sally that you need love, and you'll receive blinking points. All right, bye. Talk to y'all later.